Now that the light has been absorbed by the plaque tissue, the second mechanism, the photothermal energy, starts to kick in. The photothermal energy works at the molecular bonds, and it really starts to vibrate inside of the cell. This vibration heats up the intracellular water inside of the cell, which causes the molecular bonds to rupture and also the cells break apart. This water evaporation and the cell rupture form the vapor bubble that we had talked about at the tips of the ALCA catheter and at the tip of the light where it is transmitted outside of the catheter. The expanding vapor bubble is what continues to push forward inside of the plaque burden. It is where the pressure waves are, it's where the focal point of the laser energy is, and it continues to interact with the plaque burden. From an R&D perspective, is there anything that you guys would like to add to how photothermal mechanism works for the laser?